We're revisiting some of the biggest stories of the year. This spring, Bill Ifrig of Lake Stevens became a national symbol of resilience. He was thrown to the ground by the first blast at the Boston Marathon bombing in April. People around the world remember what happened next. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph has this update.
Bill Ifrig was just steps away from finishing his marathon when the bombs went off.
I didn't know what had happened. You know, the bomb went off, and outside of the fact that it was loud, I didn't really know what was going on. I was just befuddled by it. I didn't know until much later what had really happened.
His wife Donna was watching the race on television in their hotel room. She saw him fall, but she didn't see what happened next. Bill got up. He finished the race. Photographs of him spread around the world. But she didn't know this. About an hour later, there was a knock at the door.
I thought it was probably the hospital or someone calling to tell me that he was hurt. And I started crying.
It was Bill.
And I was so happy that he was okay. And so we both sit down in our chairs and cried. We were so excited. So that was it.
The Ifrigs say they feel lucky. They came back all right. Three people were killed by the Boston Marathon bombings. 260 people were injured. Bill Ifrig still runs every day. He might run the Boston Marathon again.
I'm not going next year, no. If I did ever go again, I'd wait. I'll be 80, see, in June. So I'd wait till I was 80 years old and go back because I'd have a little better chance of not having so much competition.
In the coming year, the Ifrigs will celebrate 60 years being together. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.